Good evening. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It's been said that there are two things that consistently bring people together: suffering and silence. Many of you remember, for example, how, in the case of suffering, places of worship filled with people after the 9/11 tragedy. You might think more recently as well of candlelight vigils, where people are drawn together to mourn the loss of those killed, say, in mass shootings or because of hate crimes. A grim routine that has become something of a norm in these still relatively early years of the 21st century, a fundamental expression of the brokenness that resides both within and among us as human beings. Tonight, however, and thanks be to God for this, it's silence, not suffering, that brings us together. A silence that does so in a potentially really positive and powerful way. Of course, silence is not always something we experience as positive. Some of you know, as I do, the empty silence of despair, what the Catholic mystic John of the Cross called the dark night of the soul. This experience is one sometimes of the psalmist, who cries out to God, hearing nothing in return, feeling abandoned and alone. Yet in contrast to the experience of silence as empty, something all of us instinctually avoid, there is another experience of silence across religious traditions, the kind of silence I wish we'd pursue more, and that is the experience of silence as alluring, full, and holy. The kind of silence we commemorate and practice in a worship setting just once a year on Christmas Eve. Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. A miracle in our era of distraction and noise, this single, solitary, silent night. It's in the spirit of this silent, holy night that after the following set of brief meditations on silence, framed by quotes from Scripture, but drawing as well on other voices of several major religious traditions, including one voice who does not belong to any religious tradition. After each of these meditations or reflections, a bell will ring, inviting you into the full, holy silence of God that the mystics have sought and contemplated throughout the centuries. The silence not only of God, but indeed the silence that is God. And so I invite each of you to take a deep breath and join me as we enter God's silent sanctuary. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Genesis 1, 1 through 2. I said, O Lord, you spoke at the beginning of creation and said on the first day, let heaven and earth be made, and your word accomplished the work. Then the Spirit was blowing, and darkness and silence embraced everything. The sound of human voices was not yet there. 2 Ezra 6:38-39. Then God said to Elijah, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. 1 Kings 19:11-12. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. For God alone my soul waits in silence. Psalm 62:1-2, 5-7. I've always maintained that silence is the perfect music, and that what we do as musicians is create a frame around silence. And this song, In Darkness Let Me Dwell, by medieval composer John Dowland, is this beautiful frame around the perfect music, which is darkness, emptiness, silence. Sting. When one considers the present state of the world and the whole of life, he is obliged Christianly to say, it is diseased. If I were a doctor and someone asked, what do you think must be done? I would answer, the first thing, the unconditional condition on which anything can be done, is silence. Bring about silence. God's word cannot be heard. Everything is noise. Bring about silence. Soren Kierkegaard. God is one, and God has revealed himself in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is his word coming forth from the silence of God, a silence broken with modesty and reserve by the whisper of the incarnation. Saint Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch. And now the return, a whisper that emanates from the silence. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John 1, 1 to 5, 14. It's been said that there are two things consistently that bring people together, suffering and silence. Tonight we commemorate the latter, the full silence, pregnant with anticipation of the dawn, of the light of God that is entering the world modestly, like a whisper in the form of a child. A miracle, a paradox, the eternal becoming temporal. But the real miracle is happening right here, where all of us, in spite of whatever otherwise might draw us apart, are drawn together, even for just a moment, in silence. This is the holy silence of silent night. May God speak to you through this silence, or better, as this silence. May it fill you with hope, and may it bring you peace. Amen.